Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Sports Shots Pod. I am Kyle, and I am here with Isaiah. Please tell me what is in your cup.
So I decided to go more manly this week.
Want to put some hair on your chest, huh?
Yeah, I'm drinking bourbon, some Kentucky bourbon.
I mean,
more specifically, Angel's Envy.
I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a nice bottle. They have like a $50 bottle, and then they got like a $100 bottle that comes with the wings. But
right, I didn't buy that. I hope that $100 bottle ain't just for one whole liter.
It is.
Oh my god! No, it can't do it. I mean, that shit better put me out after one cup.
Yeah, it's gonna make you see angels.
That's the hope. If I'm spending $100 for a liter.
Yeah. What about you?
I kept it consistent. I got another thing of Makers in here because I didn't feel like splurging too much. It was either that or Don Julio, but that's more for celebration.
That's more party time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I need something to get through the week.
Yeah. How'd you how to go in fantasy this week?
My dad kind of made me nervous, but thank you, Nico Collins, for being a man amongst boys. Thank you, Alvin Kamara, for being a man amongst boys. Thank
the man.
Who else do I need to thank on my fantasy roster? Cooper Kupp, please heal up soon.
Dude, there's been so many injuries.
Let's see. Who else? Amon-Ra, please don't just stretch it out because I think it's a groin or a hamstring or something. But we pulled it out. We pulled it out because Alvin Kamara decided that he just felt like he wanted to go ham. And I hope that's not the only time he does it this season.
I mean, it's at least one game a year that he has at least four touchdowns. Always happens.
Just hit your projections. That's all I ask. You did it for me last year. I'm surprised you were still sitting in like the fourth or fifth round in our draft. I don't know why no one would pick you up, but I said, you know what? Run it back. Let's run it back.
No, yeah. But speaking on Cooper Kupp, like you mentioned, he's out for some time.
Don't tell me that.
I have an article. Actually, I picked it up. Cooper Kupp will be out for several weeks.
So they're down.
Among rims.
They down that. How do you say that boy's name?
Nakua? Puka Nakua.
Yeah. So, man, that's two number ones they now.
Yep. Yeah, both of them. And then, who else just got hurt? Deebo Samuel is hurt. Just broke news literally hours ago. Isaiah Pacheco is out for at least 4 weeks.
Ooh.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I usually have him on my rosters. I didn't pick him up this year.
Yeah, Isaiah Pacheco's hurt. Deebo Samuel's hurt. Christian McCaffrey got placed on an IR. Oh, well, he hasn't even played this week or this season.
So my rant from drafting him was a year too early.
It was. It really was. it was a year too late and a year too early. You got him the perfect year where he practically played all season.
And traded him.
But like, why not? You know how many drafts he went number one overall? Mm-hmm. Like, where was his news before the season even started? He hasn't even started a game yet. Now he's on the IR.
Man, they're acting like the Astros with the injury news.
Hush
slip and downplay, deflect and distract.
And then Tua got
I feel sorry for anyone.
Thursday night.
Yeah, I feel sorry for anyone who drafted Tyreek in the first round.
I know. Some idiot drafted him in all his leagues, I heard.
Man, I wonder if that idiot's like on the cross the mic for me.
What a dumbass. I don't know. I think he's in Texas. But anyway, and then I believe there was someone else that was important. What's his name? Kenneth Walker, he's hurt.
Zach Charbonnet
started. Yeah, he was. He got over 100 yards and a touchdown last week, I believe. He's a pretty solid guy.
Is Geno quarterbacking them right now? Or is he still hurt?
He is. Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah. Man, they're 2-0.
Yep. Geno's quarterbacking. I know you said you were kind of in and out Sunday, but did you see the Chiefs and the Bengals game at all?
I'm sorry. We don't call them that on here. What are they called?
What do you call them again?
The Swifties.
The Swifties.
Yes.
The reigning Swifties.
Yes. That's one of the games that I fell asleep on.
It was...
I fell asleep on Montevideo with that in the Cardinals game.
Did you hear how it ended, though?
Was it because Pat got bailed out again? I saw a stat that said that he's had a defensive penalty called on 17 would-be interceptions in the past couple years. I didn't see this year span, but I saw that number. And then I just go, does it have anything related to do with that, getting bailed out?
Yeah, he did get also bailed out last night, but in the same drive, he did throw an interception. It was a nasty interception. The guy caught it one-handed while diving.
Kind of like but that boy in college at Utah State.
Yeah, exactly. It was exactly like that. It was kind of like a ball don't lie moment type deal.
Nico had a few of those in last night's game.
The flag was thrown because someone was holding Kelsey on the 5-yard route.
Of course. They're making it more obvious that they called it on Taylor's boyfriend. And then they want to, and then the NFL wants us to tone it down on the fixed conversations and stuff.
But you know, Mahomes hasn't been Mahoming lately.
Yeah. It's about time he started looking human.
This season, he has 3 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
I don't know who the top quarterbacks are in the league, man, right now.
Oh, I know one right off the back, and we owe him an apology.
Oh, man. Baker, I'm sorry. I was not familiar with your game.
Oh, another one.
Derek, I'm sorry. I wasn't familiar with your game.
We apologize. Oh. We apologize for talking crap in week 0.
Dude, man.
Episode 0.
Baker's playing with some purpose right now.
Oh, dog, he's playing as MVP level. He's playing like what the Browns wanted.
But the Browns saw that honeypot with Deshaun. You know, I believe that's the second time the Texans fleeced him on a bad trade. Because I thought they had shipped up Brock Osweiler and that contract up there. I could be high. Then again, I am.
I know Brock Osweiler got paid for the Broncos.
He got paid by the Texans.
Oh, Texans. Yeah, you're right. Texans.
That was the same. That was the same season they played down in Mexico, and someone had the laser on the field.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's what happened. But going back, take a few steps back about the Chiefs and the Bengals game. So it was like 4th and 17, and it was only like 20 seconds left. Chiefs didn't have any timeouts. Chiefs had the ball on the Chiefs, 40, around that area, right? Like last play of the game, they need a first down just to keep the ball going. And so Mahomes scrambles, throws it deep. Both players jump for the ball, but the Bengals guy jumped a little too early and they call pass interference on 4th and 17. So automatic first down. They decide to pass again with no timeouts and 20 seconds left, down 2 or 1, which is really surprising. But they pass again. We just end up throwing that balance, and then they run the ball, spike it, and then they kick a game-winning field goal. But because of the pass interference on 4th and 17, that's what gave them that win practically. So, but I believe his stats, he was 151 for 2 touchdowns and 2 receptions. 1 touchdown was 2 offensive linemen. So shout out to the big boys. And one of the touchdowns was a 40-yard touchdown pass to Rice.
You're going to give a shout.
And Kelsey had one catch for 6 yards. So shout out to those fantasy managers.
Yeah, sorry, Dad. My dad got him and Kittle. He said one of them's going to go off. there are way too many flags for me, and I'm getting sick of that. I've always complained about it. I pretty much rant every year to myself with it. Like, I mean, football is a physical game, but I get your police and everything. I get all the injuries and the concussions, but we know what we signed up for. Like, I knew when I played, I knew that every, whether it was a practice or even you lucky enough to even get some PT in a real game, you know, every play could be, you know, someone could roll up on you like what happened to Joe Mixon. You know, someone, you get rolled. And see, that was a play they're supposed to be taking back, that hip drop, which I feel like they're coming up with these types of tackle names or whatever. I mean, the rule changes happened way too much. I understand the reaction to the injuries, and we got to clean that up. You got to get guys like Vontaze Burfict out of there. I get it. But
you got to get guys like no one can sue from stepping on people.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that game.
He was angry.
It's just, it's hurting the game. It's hurting the game because you want to promote all the safety and everything, but you contradict yourself at every chance you get. I mean, big example, 2018 NFC Championship. Like, okay, do we care about concussions or not? So, you know, it's the consistency, and then it's watered down, and it's an ugly product. It's an ugly product. I mean, just let the play alone determine whether or not it's ugly. Like, if you're watching the Panthers or the Jets, you know you're going to get an ugly product on the field. If you're watching the Broncos, you know you're going to get an ugly product. But I'm tired of ref ball. I'm tired of seeing just, and I know where you, the obvious calls like pass interference and stuff. I mean, I sit on the couch and I can call. I was like, oh, that's PI. Then I see three flags litter the field. Like, those are okay. But, you know, it seems like ever since Brady tore his ACL, they are so quick to call roughing the passer. Yeah. Just call it the Brady rule. He has two rules, the tuck rule and the roughing the passer. That's all because of Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, the one I kind of don't agree with when it comes to roughing the passer is the when they actually hit him in the head, like with their hand or something. They try to bat it down, but their hand comes down, like hits him in the head.
Yeah. It's like what started a six Super Bowl dynasty. I know.
It's like, what's the point of the helmet then? If the helmet there is to protect them. Some might say it's a weapon, but it's there to protect them. If they're trying to bat the ball down and actually hit them in the head.
Speaking of helmet and batting the head down, Tua, it isn't, the helmet is, your head and neck is not supposed to be used that way. I remember
in high school. Did you see who tackled him?
How ironic. I know. They said it's going to be either you or me. One of us is going out.
It's a great story.
Yeah. I remember being told in high school during drills, you can't, like, head up, you can't hit, but you can't see. Basically, it was pretty much what they stressed to us every day. So, and you're running with force, and you're running 100 miles an hour, and you're thinking, you're making split second decisions. One of those decisions should not be to ever drop your head. Like, I don't. Like, you either, at that point, you either go in for a slide, you're giving yourself up, which you applaud him for that. Because, I mean, they're already down. He was going for the first down. But you got to be smart when you do that. You got to always think protection. Protection first. Like, and that's why they teach us as defensive linemen. We're using our hands. Use your hands. Who are some of the greatest players that you saw use their hands to get around the lineman? You see, I think of Jared Allen. I think of
Dwight Freedy.
That was the next guest. Robert Mathis. I think of James Harrison. Using their hands and use your power when you're inside the shoulder pads, and use your hands to get around them. All right, because that's what beats them. Like, precise hand-eye coordination, footwork, it's how is proper way, the best way to do an effective pass rush. Yeah, you can get around them. Yeah, you bull rush them, but it starts and ends with your hands. And you're not supposed to use your head as a battering ram. I mean, that's unless you really are trying to have your brain turn into mush by age 40, which, you know, and I say that lightly because that's actually what's happening. But
yeah.
I mean, I feel sorry for him. He has to sit it down.
No, yeah. I mean, coaches always said, you know, kiss the football, lead with your shoulder, you know, stuff like that. So, but unfortunately, that's a habit that even pros sometimes forget. Like what happened to Ryan Shazier that one time, you know, when they played against the Bengals, I think.
Did you hear about him?
Yeah, about him and his fiance or whatever.
Come on, man. Come on.
I mean, she stuck with you then and there.
She stuck with you when she had to wipe your ass.
Yeah, man. She really sit you on the toilet, put up your pants.
God. And while we're on the subject with cheating and or baby mamas. Adrian Peterson.
Ah, yes. Came out in the news today.
You know, that goes to a bigger point. I just don't get, look, we're not stupid. We know,
right.
We know men will literally do anything for it. I get it. But doesn't that come a point where you have that common sense that should click in that even though you an athlete and you're about to be making buku amounts of $1 million or whatever, like just stacks on stacks. Wouldn't you think to not add any extra liabilities to yourself? Because after all, the NFL stands for not for long.
That's true.
Which means them checks ain't going to, them direct deposits you're getting every Monday or every Tuesday after the game, that shit ain't coming. Like after you could be.
This ain't baseball.
Ask Chris Davis. Yeah. Oh my God, Baltimore, man. I guess they really do. It makes you wonder how money really does grow on trees for everything.
It does.
But I just don't get why the need to create extra liabilities just because you got it. Yeah, you ain't going to have it after no more once you got six or seven different women with like 10 kids total. That's a check. 18 years. That's a check for each one.
That's a big check, dude.
I don't get it. Like, I'm going to say it this one time. Ain't that important? Prioritize. Prioritize.
I'm gonna put a cat meow over that.
Yeah.
To censor it.
Yeah. It ain't that important. You need.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to keep her. As in, one wife, that's all you need.
That's all I need, baby.
I mean, and then on top of that, just the fact that even when these guys are married and then they have like two or three on the side with extra kids.
Who's the quarterback? Antonio Cromartie?
Hold on, and I got a point to that.
Yeah.
If you must have a whole litter of kids – And you can afford it. Be like Philip Rivers, not like Antonio Cromartie.
Exactly. Have 10 kids with one wife, not 10 wives. If you look up Philip Rivers on Wikipedia, his children, there's a more button.
Yeah.
That's how he at least like 6 kids and it says more. You have to click on it. It's an extended list.
I mean, I just think money and resources before I think, you know, anything else, because it's like you want to go around, you know, they sleep with all these women. And don't you think that that's sooner or later, there's going to be an extra mouth that you got to make sure you have to feed
every year. Seems like almost for some guys,
you got to buy how many sets of diapers that they got to buy.
Jeez, they probably buy out Target.
I don't care. They'd be like, man, you're in this position, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, no, no. Because I'm I am very, very cheap. Don't believe me. Don't believe me enough. Ask anyone that I've dated. Unfortunately, yeah. They will tell you, probably emphatically.
I haven't even dated you, and I know you're cheap. Kyle would not pay the upcharge for a Spotify subscription. $10 is too much.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready. And only because I have all my shit's on there. I'm not about to switch to, I'm not about to, you know, restart playlists and shit like that with anyone else. Like, I'm going to just have to suck it up and pay the up fees.
You do, because you did, last year you had like 30,000 hours?
Oh, more than that, I think. I'll tell you what subscription I did cut off.
Hopefully our listeners listen to us for 30,000 hours, but that will not.
That is the goal.
That's the goal, baby. Have you ever watched the Manning and Manning cast? They do the Monday Night Football.
I do not.
Yeah, I
tune in every now and then, but I'm like, I barely listen to the announcers on the regular game, so I don't want to listen to extra conversation like that. I'm focusing on the game.
I watch it every now and then just to get, like, you know, insights of what the QBs think about the other QBs and stuff like that. But the production just goes down. I prefer actual, like, professional commentators. Yeah. You know, give me Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
It's the four-letter network. They got to drive up some. They got to drive up viewership somehow, some way.
Yeah, it's funny how ESPN took Fox's commentators, and Fox is like, all right, well, we'll just get Brady.
And pay him a whole lot of money. Yep.
Just to be nervous on week one.
But you know what? It's time for a change. I got tired of having to listen to Joe Buck and Troy Aikman call every damn Cowboy game at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's true. Does Joe Buck still do the World Series?
No, thank goodness.
Okay. That's what I thought. I don't think I heard him in the past couple.
Nope. No, we all know how the game got turned upside down. No.
So, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Speaking on baseball terms, I saw the White Sox at like 113, 114.
Nah, I thought it was like at 115, man.
It might be.
I don't think they're going to get to 130. It's too nice.
No.
I mean, they can.
The record's 120.
Oh, it's 120. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, they'll get that.
Yeah, it changes, huh?
Oh, man. I shouldn't be rooting for failure like that. But, like,
No, you're not rooting for failure. You're rooting for history. All right. This is going in the books.
Hey, gosh. Yeah, as we stand right now.
I'm going to be there with my 3-month-old son and, like, look, son, we're witnessing the shittiest team in baseball history.
All four of the five teams in that division is fighting for a playoff spot, except for the White Sox. They are as we stand today, they are 51 games out.
The White Sox are just fighting. They're just fighting to be relevant.
That's me. I'm not going to even say that's sad. Whatever, they're still making their money. They're grown-ass professionals. Like, y'all got to have some pride or some shit. Like, y'all can't suck that bad. At that point, can they just do, like, open tryouts? I would love to, you know, try and get a swing off them. Do you think you can hit a home run in any park?
I think I could hit a home run in most parks. I think I have enough torque in these hips.
Nah, man. I could hit a home run into the power alley at AT&T Park.
Okay. All right. I need you to sit down. We're talking about reality, not MLB The Show.
Oh.
I think I could for sure hit one in Colorado. I could for sure hit one there. You know, if I were to hit a home run in any ballpark, you know where I would want to hit it and where?
Where?
Fenway over the Monster. That's the one ballpark that I just feel like if I were a ball player, that's where I would want to hit a home run. The oldest ballpark or the most notable No, left field.
I want to show you know? Off. I want to go straight away center at Comerica.
Oh my gosh. All right, calm down. Freaking Bonds, Maguire, Sosa, Conseco. Steroid era. Best era, though.
Hey, save baseball.
Best era. Yeah, no, it's save baseball 100%.
So,
100%.
So as it stands now, we got the Yankees, Guardians, Astros, division leaders with the Orioles, Royals, and Twins holding the wild card spots in the American League.
What's the. What are the Yankees at win wise?
87. The Astros are not catching them for first place. They're not catching the Guardians.
Guardians either. Are first or no?
No,
or
the Guardians second.
Okay.
Astros are third.
I know the Phillies just hit 90.
Yeah, they did. So does for the American League, does it hold up there? Or do you think the Tigers or Mariners find a way to sneak in?
You know what's crazy? That you said the Tigers.
Yes.
That's the crazy part to me. I had to like take a second that you said Tigers.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about LSU.
Nope.
But I think whatever it is, it stands.
Please do, because the Astros have a better chance against the Twins in the wild card.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah. And then, I mean, Astros are probably going to make it to ALCS. They'll probably play the Yankees.
In ALCS. I'm sure the world will love that.
Yankees, the last time they made the World Series, I don't know, A-Rod, Jeter.
No, that was the last time they won, of course.
Right,
of course,
yeah.
They got a bone to pick with Houston.
Every time. But, and now?
You know.
Phillies, Dodgers, Braves.
They are out right now as it stands.
The Braves are out?
Well, they're tied for the last wild card spot with the Mets. So it's Phillies, Dodgers, Brewers leading the division. And then you got the Padres, Diamondbacks, 1-2 in the wild card. Mets and Braves fighting it out for that last spot. Who gets it?
I mean, I think it's obvious. Wait, say it again. Sorry. Repeat your question.
Who gets it between the Mets and the Braves? They're tied right now for the last.
The Braves. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping for the Braves because you know what the Mets are going to do if they make it.
Well, I mean, they'll do it before then. I mean, we already know they're a verb. So it's they would what do what is I'm trying to think right now because the Dodgers they're. Pitching staff seems to be on thin ice right now.
Is it?
Yes, because Glasnow is on the IL. I'm be honest, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name because I'm not going to butcher names if I can't pronounce it. But, you know.
Smart man.
Yep. So, that's not smart on the Dodgers giving them. How much they give him? Like $200 million to come over from Japan?
The Japanese pitcher?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, they paid him.
Not 600, I'll tell you that.
No, they paid him a stupid amount of money to come over here. I don't even think he's really pitched this year.
No, yeah, he is. He's pretty good. He struggled in the beginning, I think.
Okay.
But he's been pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, it
seems like the Phillies are just going to just sweep through the playoffs and get to the World Series again. I don't think. I mean, they
really. You think they beat the Dodgers?
Oh yeah, hands down. I think they have the perfect combination to even win it all. Honestly, I mean their pitching holds up, and I mean they got some dogs 1-9.
How do you feel about Kyle Schwarber leading off?
Man, guys reinventing the position.
Yeah, like I get it, but then I don't get it because he'll get you a lot of solo home runs.
Well,
but then it's like, when did you want that? Like,
I mean, hey, wouldn't you want to be up 1-0?
No, yeah.
Automatically.
I'm not arguing with the 1-0 right off the bat, but what's his batting average?
Doesn't matter. All he does is just, I mean, that's all he's there for. I mean, it's what we talked about in the previous episode. I mean, he serves his role. So right now his role is to hit dingers and try not to strike out too much. He's the pure outcome. He's either a walk, a homer, or a strikeout.
Strikeout. So, yeah, that's true. Sound like me in the show.
Oh my God, I remember how you started when I first put you on.
Oh, that was awful. I was swinging at everything that was thrown. Doesn't matter if it was in the other batter's box.
And it wasn't, because when I figured out that you were just swinging away, I was like, man, if I throw it here, will he swing? Holy shit, he did.
Yeah, that was like, that was what, like 2020, 2021?
Yeah. So,
I think the AL is open.
Completely. The whole, I mean, well, yeah, it is open. I think the Phillies got the NL pretty wrapped up.
Yeah.
I
think the Dodgers are second, right, to the Phillies. But
I'm being honest with you. Why not Milwaukee?
Because I just don't think they got it in them.
Willie Adames, so you know. he could sneak into the MVP talk. If he's not
who do they got in their rotation though? I know they got Woodruff. They got Woodruff still or no?
I believe so. Yeah, they traded Burns. So yeah,
they traded Burns to the Orioles. Yeah, wait. What are the Orioles doing right now?
Hanging with the Yankees. They're a game back. Three games back.
I think you know what? I think the Orioles win the AL.
You know what?
I think it's gonna be a Baltimore and Philadelphia World Series. Oh, I'm calling it episode 2. September 16th, 2024.
Oh, you're closer to Lake Charles than I am. man, that will be, first of all, you're going to set two tough-ass hoods on fire against each other. That's all.
No, I'm saying two dominant white teams to the World Series.
I'm thinking about the cities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cities, not white.
Yeah. I'll tell you that. Yeah,
you know. Can we say this? This is allowed. It's a podcast, right? Anything's allowed.
I mean, I'm speaking the truth because I've been there.
You have been. You, hey, no offense. You look like you're from there.
Oh, okay. Stop it. Like everyone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was rude. That was rude.
No, that ain't not even that. Everyone would know you'd be lying, dude. I'm the one that I lock my doors. Shit.
Like, especially my car doors.
Shit, come on, man.
I lock the front and the back. I live on the second floor.
Dude, man, they robbing me too, shit. So I got to be careful. I got to be careful where I'll be going at, man. That's
friendly fire.
Bro, it's not even that, man. It's just a sad state where, you know, having...
Sorry to interrupt. I wanted to go back to one thing on football.
What you got?
Panthers are benching Bryce Young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we saw that coming.
Imagine how happy the Texans are.
Building a statue for Lovie Smith as we speak.
Yeah, and imagine how hurt the because they traded, didn't they? Didn't they trade the Bears for that pick? And that's why they didn't have, like, a first-round pick this past year, something like that?
That was the definition of selling your soul. They gave up everything for Bryce.
That is crazy. I just wanted to touch on that because that's something, you know, number one pick during his second year, right? Second year. Yeah. I think this is, yeah.
But, I mean, he gets just, benched. I mean, he's just bad, though.
That just tells you the coaches believe they have the right tools around them. He just can't get it done. I think that's what that means.
I think it means he sucks.
Listen, we said the exact same thing. You just said it a little bit differently.
I mean, if it's not the protection breaking down, it's the bad reads. Like,
it is. It is. He had only two pass attempts over 10 yards.
Yeah.
This past week.
Kenny,
what is that? That's like high school dink and dumps type of stuff.
My glass.
If I remember his play at Alabama, his Heisman winning year, he didn't do that.
Yeah, well, Caleb Williams thought that he keeps thinking that he can escape doing running around all in the backfield and getting dropped like it's still Pac-12 defenses he's facing.
Yeah, did Bryce Young win the Heisman or was that Devontae Smith? Am I wrong?
No, Bryce got one too.
Okay,
yeah,
just making sure.
Yeah, he got it the year after, I believe.
There you go. I just wanted to touch that. Real quick, back on baseball, but. I want to know who do you have in the independent for baseball?
Phillies. I mean, the AL is too wide open.
It is. Who do you have in the ALCS at least?
It'd be nice to be a homer, but if I had to be real, I'd say somehow, some way, Baltimore gets in there.
Yeah.
I don't know against who. Cleveland, I don't think they usually fade out. I don't know if they have enough to get through. I tell you what team kind of scares me is Kansas City. Because
they're up and coming, man.
They're not up and coming. They're there. They're here. And
yeah, you're right.
They're one of those teams that can just catch fire and go on a run. And
Bobby Witt Jr., he's no joke, man.
He said that this is the greatest non-MVP season probably in the history of baseball. I mean, we all know Judge has that shit locked up. But, man, what Witt is doing down there is just nothing short of remarkable. And they're so young, so fast in Kansas City, so quick to go ahead and lock them up. I mean, you would think, and that's always
been, smart.
I mean, that's always been the thing about these small market teams. They never spend any money, or, you know, they claim they don't have any money, but it's just the owners being cheap. I mean, everyone is.
You also run the risk of signing them for so long at so young, though. Just putting the Tampa Bay Rays out there. You know who I'm talking about.
No pun intended with so young, huh? Well, make sure you just vet them out, at least.
Okay, well, talk about, you know, Wander Franco, which I'm glad I never buy any of his rookie cards. Imagine, you know, I'm a big rookie card guy, sports card guy. I love baseball, I love basketball, football. I love buying rookie cards. Never bought into Wander Franco. And buying a Bobby Witt and both Cruises, Eddie De La Cruz and O'Neill Cruz, both 6'7" shortstops.
One is not a shortstop anymore.
One plays center, right?
Yeah, he's committing errors out there too.
That's why you listen. I know he's 6'7", and he's has speed like a NFL receiver.
He needs to be a tight end.
Oh, he needs to be checked. He needs to be checked. That's what he needs to be. But I'm going to go over Bobby Witt's stats real quick. 331 batting average, amazing. 31 homers, probably top 10%. 121 runs, 130 RBIs. Stolen bases are down a little bit, though. I won't lie. But he almost has a 600 slugging, which is pretty damn good. And he's younger than both of us by far. So
you have to throw that in there. I mean,
I had to.
I mean, I'm glad you remembered.
Okay. All right. That's all right. That just cleared the air. Okay. I forgot one day. I forgot it was your birthday the day after.
I remember all the dates of your house, your anniversary, birthdays, your son's birthday.
Okay. Listen. I applaud you for that. All right. That's my bad. My hands up. All right. That's my fault. I felt bad. All right. I felt bad. I missed saying happy birthday on your birthday.
Yeah, you did.
But
you did. I mean, it's Friday the 13th. It's kind of easy to remember that shit.
I know. It's terrible. I'm terrible. But anyway.
You are.
Is there anything NBA-wise you want to talk?
I keep seeing posts where OnlyFans models are making more than NBA players in a year.
You think NBA players are going to start getting OnlyFans models pregnant?
Aren't they already? I mean,
well, you know how it's kind of the other way, right? Where they try to get that child support. What if NBA players try to get child support?
Man, I've only
like a double standard thing.
Yeah, it's just insane the shit that you can become millionaires off of.
I know it's terrible. It's terrible. The only thing I would like to throw out, or maybe a topic. Chris Paul joined the Spurs. I don't think it's a big move. I just think it's a leadership type role move, like a veteran. Chris Paul could average like maybe 9 points a game.
You're getting what 40-year-old Chris Paul. You're not getting the one that Paul that'll lead you to help take you to 6 or 7 wins. And if only if it wasn't for his damn hamstrings.
We're not getting the Chris Paul that the commissioner didn't want joining Kobe.
Because he knew what was up.
Yeah, but he'll let LeBron and the Warriors make a super team. And he'll let LeBron and Steph make a super team on their own if they want to. But you know, that's whatever. That's in the past now.
Yeah. And I'll never see. Will I ever see the Rockets win the finals?
Yeah. Yeah. You will.
I mean, being alive when they won it is not enough. I want to actually see it.
Yeah. Yeah. You were kind of, you know, in diapers.
Kind of. I was.
He was 12, by the way. I'm just kidding. But who do you think is MVP? My vote is SGA.
My vote is I'm at the go where I currently reside. Edwards, he's that dog.
That man, he's that dog,
bro.
Ever since he was in Georgia, because he's a bulldog.
That's why they got that dog. And
he's bro.
Oh, you know what? Something we didn't even touch on.
What's up?
Speaking of Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, Isaiah, you're actually way better than me because you have not talked shit to me about Texas being number one. But you haven't said nothing. But let U of H get number one in basketball, you'll hear it before it's breaking news. Because
yeah, well, because like the difference between you and me, right, is once you see it, you jump on it. I see number one, Texas get number one. I'm like, okay, look, it's 1 week. All right, let's see how long we could hold a number one spot. They'll definitely hold it until they play Georgia. They'll hold that number one spot, I think, all the way to the Georgia game. But let's see what happens to Georgia. Quinn Ewers is out. Arch Manning came in, still had 4 touchdowns, though. So it almost seemed like a quarterback change was even like noticeable. But I could tell Quinn Ewers is definitely... why he was first over Arch Manning. But Arch Manning got some speed, man. He's got some wheels. Yeah. He's got what Peyton and Eli didn't have. He's got some legs.
Oh, man. You remember that bootleg Peyton did in Oakland? Where?
When he was with the Broncos?
No, I think he was here with the Colts. It was – no, no.
No, he was with the Broncos because the Cowboys.
That was that one. But then there was one he did against the Raiders. I remember that. It was, and that actually was a longer run. I mean, he faked it. But I know which one against the Cowboys you're talking about. That went for a touchdown. He faked out the whole defense.
You remember the 49ers used to have a hard-hitting safety when Manning was on the Broncos during that time? His name was Hittner.
Yeah.
Hittner. You remember when Manning put him on his ass? On a run, I think is it a run or a pass? And they started running back the other way, and he like blindsided him. I don't know if he put him on his ass, but he did definitely block them.
I'll have to see that.
But it was pretty funny because you know Whitner is like one of the hardest hitting safeties in the league at the time.
Thus the name Hittner.
And the man with a 5-inch forehead just comes in out of nowhere. Like, I want to say he definitely chipped him pretty good. I will say that. I don't know. But yeah, but no, Texas is number one. I think it's deserved. You know, Texas is one of the best teams for sure, defense and offensive wise. They got, have you seen the receivers? I don't know if you've ever checked out the receivers. So they got Isaiah Bond, transfer from Alabama. They got another receiver, transfer from Clemson. I believe they have a transfer from Houston. They got one of the fastest receivers, freshman. Wingo. They got 2 solid running backs. O-line is great. 2 really good quarterbacks. Where the backup quarterback is actually more famous than the starting quarterback.
By name.
Defense is solid. Coach, great offensive-minded coach. So Texas is set, man. I say it's a non-biased take. I am a fan of Texas. But I think they're the favorites to definitely win it all. But only with Quinn Ewers, though. I don't think they win it with Arch Manning.
So we'll check back after Georgia.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly. We'll check back after Georgia. I think they'll hold it in one spot, but we'll see when Georgia comes along. But yeah, man, this was good. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope you tune in next time.
On the Sports Shots.
Later.